Australian scientists have devised a new method to tackle one of the most aggressive forms of cancer. If you have pancreatic cancer, your life expectancy is usually measured in months. But researchers at the Hudson Institute of Medical Research say their method of taking tumour samples will help them decode the disease and target it with specific drugs. From Melbourne, Danny Tran reports.
It's been 6 years since Melbourne's Doug Veen Elsner was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, but the memory is still vivid.
Initially, disbelief, perhaps. You think you are sort of perfect and indestructible and that can't happen to you, but then I realised I have to face the facts.
News of the disease came after a holiday in Europe, where the now 80-year-old had developed jaundice and started losing weight. Initial tests delivered a grim diagnosis.
You have no real control. You don't really know what's happening. And there is no pill you can take to suppress cancer, at the moment. So all you can do is just go on living.
The survival rates of pancreatic cancer are low. There's a life expectancy of between 6 to 9 months, and only 5% of patients are still alive after 5 years. Doug Veen Elsner decided to have surgery, but not everyone is given that option. Professor Brendan Jenkins is from the Hudson Institute of Medical Research and runs a cancer research lab.
So there's two main reasons for that. One is because, as I said, it's metastatic, it's spread throughout other parts of the body. Therefore, there's no point really subjecting a patient to surgery, because if you remove the tumour is going to be in other parts of the body, so it's not going to give the patient any survival benefits at all. And secondly, because sometimes the way the tumour grows, it's just physically impossible to actually access it and operate it safely to remove it.
Up until now, doctors have only had two tools to tackle pancreatic cancer: surgery and chemotherapy.
There's no real way at the moment of even selecting for all pancreatic cancer patients for those that may actually respond to a particular drug. And so, it's essentially a situation of a person has pancreatic cancer, they're just given the drugs, here, we'll give you this treatment, but there's no real indication that that treatment may even be effective.
But now scientists in Melbourne have improved on a diagnostic technique which will let them take samples from virtually every patient.
So we're essentially capturing the remaining 80% of pancreatic cancer patients who previously would not have been able to undergo genetic testing or screening, because we can now use this EUS-FNA procedure to screen these patients for mutated genes for which there are drugs available to treat them with. So for us, that's a bit of a game changer.
Those samples give doctors a genetic picture of a tumour and what can be used to tackle it.
So we're specifically selecting now patients who would be potentially responsive to a particular drug. And I said, this is very different to how things have worked up until now, where basically you just put patients on standard chemotherapeutics and more or less hope for the best. And the other important thing too is that it almost means that you're not wasting, precious resources giving patients a drug for which they'll never respond.
Doug Veen Elsner is now healthy and happy to support the research that will give patients like him another chance at life.
Yeah, well, I'm basically back to where I was before before I had this diagnosis. Basically doing the same things, really. I'm a keen bushwalker, so I'm still doing that.
Good on him. That's pancreatic cancer survivor Darwin Elsner, ending Danny Tran's report.